own an FP2 over and done with. Two, I think most people are finding useful sessions here. It's been cold, track temperature's really low, heat in the tyres. How's it gone for you?
Yeah, definitely useful is the word. FP1 was a disaster for us. Couldn't have started the weekend off on more of a back foot, really, considering the positive way and spec with the car we left last week at Media Day. But we've got the good feeling back after FP2. It was almost like our first run of the day, if you like. But mega important to have that going into quality to be able to push. So, yeah, we've got that back. We didn't really do a massive new tyre run in the end because they'd done quite a lot by that point. So I think come qualifying now, we're expecting of a good chunk more in the tank, and hopefully we can make it all the way.
How difficult is it here today with the track temperature being so low to get heat in the tyres? Because we've only got 10 minutes in the first session, which is quite critical, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really tough. We're all having to go once past the wall because the tyres just aren't coming up as quick as we like. And you know, the fact that it's nearly May and we're standing here with 3, 4, 5 layers on at times is depressing. But yeah, it makes our life a bit harder. We're only going to really have 3 cracks at the whip in each session if all goes to plan. But that's the whole point in it, is to spice it up, and you never know what the outcome's going
to
be.
Absolutely. We're stood in the garage to keep out of the wind, but if we just look above us, there's some dark clouds forming.
Exactly, and this is the case. There's so many permutations that if one group's dry and the next is wet, how that can shape up the whole grid overall for Sunday as well is just mad. So, yeah, who knows what can happen.
There's extra thinking to be done in the strategy planning now, isn't there?
Well, exactly. Just in qualifying alone, never mind tyres, hybrid, all that sort of stuff as well.
Fantastic. Have a great qualifying.
Thank you.